This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A report of loose horses in Caledonia ended with one killed after a train collision yesterday. Police say the animals ran onto the tracks as officers tried to contain them and an Amtrak train hit one horse. That horse was later euthanized. The second was safely recovered. No passengers on that Amtrak were hurt. A $25,000 grant is helping bring technology training to seniors in Racine County. The Racine Kenosha Community Action Agency will launch digital literacy classes later this month, focusing on skills like accessing healthcare and benefits online. Leaders say the program will also help reduce isolation and improve quality of life. Democratic lawmakers are holding a town hall in Racine today focused on what they say are issues facing working families. The event includes members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, including Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Doors open at 5:15 at Memorial Hall. Vice President J.D. Vance's visit to Milwaukee today is renewing focus on election security. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has invited Vance to tour local election operations to counter claims of fraud, though it's unlikely Vance will accept. The vice president is expected to speak at the 128th refueling wing hangar and attend fundraisers. A dispute over a year-round skeleton display in South Milwaukee is gaining national attention. City officials say the decorations violate local rules, but the homeowner argues it's protected expression and plans to keep them up. A legal group has joined the case. No citations have been issued so far. And Gateway Technical College will host open houses next week to highlight programs and career pathways. Events run from 4 to 7, July 14th in Kenosha, the 15th in Racine, and July 16th in Elkhorn. People can meet instructors, tour labs, and get help with application and financial aid. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Governor Evers is going to Africa. A new overseas trade mission is on the schedule for Governor Tony Evers, with stops planned in Ghana and South Africa later this month. The trip is aimed at strengthening economic ties, including a visit to a Ghana-based cocoa company that operates in Franklin, Wisconsin. State officials say South Africa already has strong trade links with Wisconsin in areas like machinery, medical devices, and agriculture. This will be Evers' fourth trade mission since taking office. His office has not yet released details of the delegation or costs. Wisconsin State Patrol officers are reminding drivers to keep right if you're going slower. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more on the Law of the Month.
The Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for July reminds drivers that slower traffic should keep right on interstates and other multi-lane highways. According to a press release, officials say the reminder is meant to help keep traffic moving safely and efficiently while reducing the risk of tailgating and rear-end crashes. Under Wisconsin law, drivers traveling slower than the normal speed of traffic should use the right lane when multiple lanes are traveling in the same direction, except when passing another vehicle, preparing for a left turn, or making an authorized U-turn. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says lingering in the left lane can lead to crashes and dangerous situations on the road. The State Patrol also reminds drivers to follow Wisconsin's Move Over law by changing lanes or slowing down for emergency vehicles, highway workers, and certain disabled vehicles with flashing lights along the roadside. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Officers also say keep an eye on posted speed limits in work zones. And don't forget to check 511 Wisconsin for current travel conditions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has officially approved the deer harvest quotas for this year's hunting season. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
The final quotas were announced following the DNR's June 24th meeting after agency officials evaluated local population data and input from community members. The 2026 hunting season will also include about 273,000 bonus antlerless harvest authorizations. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Hunters can apply for those bonus authorizations through the Go Wild portal or at physical sales locations beginning at 10 a.m. on August 17th. Two parents in Janesville are facing charges after their child drowned in a bathtub last month. Rebecca Ambrose and Jason Christensen were arrested for child neglect and taken to the Rock County Jail. The child was found not breathing in a bathtub on June 13th and taken to the hospital for life-saving measures, but was later pronounced dead. It's unclear where the parents were at the time. Both Ambrose and Christensen had their bonds set and have another court appearance scheduled for July 13th. A Fond du Lac man is facing charges accused of threatening a high-ranking official based in Madison. The Fond du Lac district attorney recently announced Bradley Hartman is charged with terrorist threats and unlawful use of a telephone. His bond is set at $15,000. Officials didn't say who the state official was, but mentioned voicemails were left with a Wisconsin executive office official. The 46-year-old was banned from communicating with Governor Tony Evers or attending any events where Evers is scheduled to be. A new poll suggests Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district race could flip, with Democrat Rebecca Cook holding a narrow lead over Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden. The survey shows Cook at 50% and Van Orden at 46% among likely voters. Cook still faces a Democratic primary in August before a possible rematch with Van Orden in November. The poll also shows more voters view Van Orden unfavorably than favorably. The results come from a Democratic-leaning group and fall within the margin of error. City leaders in Beloit are considering consolidating emergency services. The Town of Beloit Board of Supervisors and Beloit City Council are reviewing a plan to bring together fire and emergency medical services from both communities. Each governing body would have to sign off on the proposal in order for it to move forward. The idea to bring together those services started in February, and an interim plan was formalized in March. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A new leader for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers formally welcomed their new athletic director, 55-year-old Sean Eichhorst, who says the key to a good college sports program is first to hire good coaches.
It's just that's it. If you have an elite group of coaches who were working together and uniting and galvanizing and learning from one another, and then taking that out to their individual programs, I think you can start to build something special.
Pro Hoops, a huge trade involving 6 teams in the NBA, including the Bucks, who sent Gary Trent and Torian Prince to Detroit for guard Caris LeVert and a pair of second-round picks. Baseball, Game 4 of a 5-game series between the Brewers and the Cards. Kyle Harrison will start tonight. Jacob Mizorowski and Robert Gasser both got wins for the Crew yesterday as they beat the Cardinals in both games of the doubleheader, 4-3, then 10-2 in the nightcap. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few scattered thunderstorms, our low 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and a high right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.